Seasonal affective disorder, commonly known as SAD, is a medical condition. It's a real medical condition, very similar to depression, except it manifests itself only during the winter months. Colloquial terms, you might call it the wintertime blues. SAD, unfortunately, has existed for a long time, but it was first identified as a medical condition in the 1980s by people like Dr. Norman Rosenthal, clinical professor of psychiatry at Georgetown University. Dr. Rosenthal was recently interviewed by the New York Times on this subject, along with several other mental health professionals, and they said they expect the problem to be worse this year than usual because of the coronavirus pandemic. As Kelly Rohan, a professor of psychological science at the University of Vermont, put it, she said, "I think we're in for a particularly difficult winter for people with SAD, who seem to be especially susceptible to stressful life events." And as we're all well aware, the pandemic has been an extremely stressful life event for a lot of people, probably for most people. So is there hope? Is there hope for people who may be suffering from this disorder at the present time? Well, the answer happily is yes. There's a lot of hope. As Rosenthal and his colleagues have discovered, there is something that's highly effective in treating and battling SAD. It's called light therapy. Let me now read to you three paragraphs from an article on SAD I came across a number of years ago online. I think there are some very important insights here. The exact mechanism by which light affects mood is unknown. Dr. Rosenthal believes that when light stimuli are carried to the brain, they may stimulate or suppress the levels of certain brain chemicals. But regardless of how it works, he says the key to treating SAD is getting more light. First and foremost, bring more light into your life, he says. This can be done naturally by getting outdoors on a bright winter day or by bringing in more lamps. The light can be just general ways of lighting up the room, but there are some specific light boxes or light fixtures that have been specifically produced to deliver the amount of light that has been used in research studies that have been shown to be effective. Typical light therapy involves sitting in front of a lamp for an hour or so every day. Dr. Rosenthal says most patients will see the benefits from this therapy within a week. The benefits will remain as long as they use the light, but as soon as they stop, the old symptoms of sluggishness and depression can return relatively quickly. Many of you remember Bishop Fulton Sheen. If Sheen were alive today, I think he would read those paragraphs and say, "You know what? I'm not at all surprised." Because so often there's a direct parallel in this life between the spiritual and the physical. Father Ray, please explain. Okay, I will. This is the feast of the Epiphany, when we recall how the light of a star guided the Magi to the true light of the world, Jesus Christ. So here we have two lights, one physical, the other spiritual, both of which dispelled sadness and brought great joy. St. Matthew tells us in today's Gospel that after they left Herod, the Magi were overjoyed at seeing the star. And that joy must have intensified a hundredfold when they finally arrived at their destination and presented their gifts to the newborn King of the Jews. Jesus Christ is the eternal light, worshipped by the Magi, worshipped by all of us. He's light from light, as we say in the Creed every Sunday. And this divine light is still with us in many ways, but most especially he's with us in the Holy Eucharist. You know, I wonder, could it be that many Catholics today are depressed and confused and in spiritual turmoil because they aren't getting enough light therapy? Enough eternal light therapy, courtesy of Jesus present in the Blessed Sacrament. I think a very good case can be made for that. Remember what is said in that article. The key to treating SAD is getting more light into your life. I believe that's what more Catholics need to do, spiritually speaking. How do you do that? How do you get more light into your life? Well, certainly, first and foremost, by receiving the Eucharist worthily, reverently, and prayerfully. This is why it's so important for people to get back to Mass on a regular basis once this pandemic ends. And number two, we get more light into our life by spending more time in the presence of the eternal light, who is reserved in the tabernacle of every Catholic Church and exposed for adoration here on Tuesdays and First Fridays, as well as at the Adoration Chapel at Immaculate, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In the physical order, as Dr. Rosenthal and his colleagues have discovered, light therapy dispels sadness. The same is true in the spiritual order. As Bishop Sheen would happily remind us, as many of you know, Bishop Fulton Sheen made a holy hour in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament every day of his priestly life. That's every single day for over 50 years. He always said that was the secret of his powerful preaching. That was the secret of his effective ministry in the church. It was his daily hour of power, so to speak. That's why I'm convinced that he would smile and nod his head in agreement if he were still with us and had the opportunity to learn about SAD. He knew the importance of spiritual life therapy in his light therapy in his own life, so he wouldn't have been surprised about the benefits of physical light therapy. In this regard, did you notice how Dr. Rosenthal said that light boxes have become useful in battling this disorder? I think Bishop Sheen would hear that and say, you know, we Catholics have our light boxes too. They're called tabernacles. If we pray in front of those tabernacles with faith in our hearts, then the eternal light that's inside will gradually heal us of our spiritual ills, maybe even of some of our physical ones. And no doubt, Sheen would no doubt use the final point in the article I quoted from earlier to encourage us to do this as often as possible. Listen again to these words. Typical light therapy involves sitting in front of a lamp for an hour or so every day. Dr. Rosenthal says that most patients will see the benefits from this therapy within a week. The benefits will remain as long as they use the light. But as soon as they stop, the old symptoms of sluggishness and depression can return relatively quickly. Bishop Sheen would say, that's why I make a holy hour every single day. The Lord's message to us then, my brothers and sisters, today is very simple. He says, get yourself some more light therapy. Get it often. Pray in the presence of the true light of the world, Jesus Christ, who is present to you, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist. Do that every day if possible. It will help you deal with all that makes you sad and mad and bad. And it will help you to do this not only during the winter months, but all throughout the year.